Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Leadership Mindset 2.0, The Psychology and Neuroscience of Reaching Your Full Potential by R. Michael Anderson is a leadership development book focused on the internal changes required when capable professionals move into roles of broader responsibility. Rather than treating leadership as a checklist of techniques, Anderson presents it as a shift in identity, attention, and habitual response. The book draws on the author's background in entrepreneurship, executive coaching, psychology, and neuroscience to explain why many high performers struggle after becoming managers or executives, the behaviors that made them effective individual contributors can become, constraints when they must lead through others. Its practical purpose is to help readers build confidence, strategic orientation, presence, and team empowerment through a set of structured skills, habits, and mental reframes. The book sits within the applied business and leadership psychology genre, with an emphasis on behavior change rather than abstract leadership theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, moving from tactical execution to strategic leadership, a central concern of Leadership Mindset 2.0 is the transition from being a strong executor to becoming a leader who creates results through direction, prioritization, and people. Anderson frames this transition as difficult because many new leaders are promoted for technical competence, speed, problem-solving, and personal reliability. Those same strengths can produce micromanagement, reactive decision-making, and dependence on the leader as the main source of answers. The book, therefore, emphasizes releasing the habits that worked in a narrower role and replacing them with strategic behaviors. This includes shifting attention from immediate tasks to systems, outcomes, risk, and team capability. The reasoning is practical. A leader who remains the best tactical worker becomes a bottleneck, while a leader who clarifies goals and develops others increases organizational capacity. Anderson does not present strategy as only high-level planning. He treats it as a daily discipline of choosing what deserves focus, what can be delegated, and what kind of thinking the team should learn to do independently. Secondly, using psychology and neuroscience to address confidence and self-doubt, the book distinguishes itself from many leadership manuals by placing confidence, fear, and limiting beliefs near the center of leadership effectiveness. Anderson discusses common internal barriers such as imposter syndrome, and the tendency of leaders to interpret uncertainty as personal inadequacy. His approach, as presented in public descriptions of the book, is grounded in evidence-based techniques from psychology and neuroscience. Though the work is designed for applied leadership rather than academic research, the practical point is that leaders do not simply need more information, they often need to change the mental patterns that shape how they interpret pressure, criticism, ambiguity, and authority. If a leader sees challenge as proof of weakness, the likely response is defensiveness or overcontrol. If the same event is interpreted as useful feedback or a solvable problem, the response becomes more constructive. This focus makes confidence less a personality trait and more a trainable capacity. The book links self-leadership to organizational performance by arguing that a leader who manages internal reactions more effectively can make clearer decisions and create greater stability for others. Thirdly, reframing problems to expand decision quality and opportunity, one of the concrete concepts associated with Leadership Mindset 2.0 is reframing, the practice of changing how a situation or problem is viewed. In leadership contexts, reframing matters because the first interpretation of an event often narrows the available choices. A missed target can be viewed as failure, as a signal of weak accountability, as evidence of flawed assumptions, or as data for redesigning the system. Each frame leads to different conversations and different actions. Anderson treats reframing as a mental habit that helps leaders avoid being trapped by automatic reactions. This is especially relevant in fast-moving organizations, where leaders face incomplete information and emotional pressure. Reframing does not mean positive thinking or denial of problems. Its value lies in creating cognitive flexibility. The leader can separate facts from interpretation, ask better questions, and identify options that were not visible under the original frame. As a result, the concept connects mindset directly to decision quality, creative problem solving, and the ability to guide teams through uncertainty without defaulting to blame or panic. Fourthly, developing leadership presence that creates trust and followership, Leadership Mindset 2.0 gives attention to leadership presence, not as performance polish, but as the visible expression of internal clarity, confidence, and emotional steadiness. Presence is important because people often evaluate leaders less by formal authority than by how they behave under pressure, how consistently they communicate priorities, and whether they seem grounded when situations become ambiguous. Anderson connects presence to mindset because superficial techniques cannot compensate for insecurity, defensiveness, or lack of purpose over time. A leader who appears calm but avoids difficult issues will not build durable trust. A leader who communicates directly, listens well, and acts from clear priorities is more likely to be respected and followed. The book positions presence as something that can be developed through repeated habits rather than as charisma reserved for a few people. This includes managing internal state, communicating with intention, and aligning behavior with the role the team needs the leader to play. The implication is that executive presence is not merely about image, it is a functional capability that helps teams coordinate, trust decisions, and stay focused. Lastly, empowering teams through delegation, growth, and behavioral practice, another important strand of the book is the movement from control to empowerment. Anderson emphasizes that leaders build stronger teams when they delegate effectively, develop people, and create conditions in which others can take ownership. This is not presented as a soft alternative to performance. It is a practical response to the limits of leader-centered execution. When a manager solves every problem personally, the team may stay dependent, and the leader may become overloaded. When the leader teaches decision principles, clarifies expectations, and allows room for growth, the team becomes more capable and accountable. The book is associated with a toolkit of 48 skills, habits, and practical hacks, which reinforces its applied orientation. The value of this structure is that leadership development becomes a sequence of repeatable practices rather than an abstract aspiration. At the same time, the approach requires sustained implementation. Reading about empowerment does not automatically change habits formed through years of personal execution. The book is therefore most useful when readers treat its methods as exercises to test in daily work, especially in delegation, feedback, motivation, and team alignment. In conclusion, Leadership Mindset 2.0 is best suited for managers, founders, executives, and high-performing individual contributors who are entering or expanding leadership responsibilities. It will be especially relevant to people who feel caught between doing the work themselves and building a team that can perform without constant intervention. Readers can expect practical benefits in several areas, recognizing self-doubt without being governed by it, shifting from reactive task handling to strategic attention, improving communication presence, and creating more empowered teams. The intellectual benefit is its integration of leadership behavior with psychological patterns. Instead of treating leadership as a set of external techniques, the book asks why leaders resist delegation, why they over-identify with expertise, and how their interpretations of pressure shape results. Compared with many business books in the same category, its distinguishing feature is the combination of an applied toolkit with a mindset-based explanation of behavior change. It is not primarily a theoretical leadership model, nor is it only a collection of motivational advice. Its value lies in translating familiar leadership challenges into trainable habits and reframes that can be practiced in real work situations. Readers seeking a research-adjacent, action-oriented guide to personal leadership transformation are the strongest audience. If you would like to support R. Michael Anderson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.